Are these extraordinary men? Extraordinary athletes, yes. But like you and I, life hands them the same lessons in pain, loss, and triumph. The game provides a window into the human spirit, and it's that spirit that connects us all. Every day is a new opportunity for success, just waiting to be written.
Welcome to another edition of Eagles Unscripted, and tonight we're going to get an opportunity to talk with one of the guys who certainly has provided a little bit of a spark here this season, and talking about rookie running back Bryce Brown, who joins us on the show. Good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Tell you what, the whole rookie experience, you know, it's different for everybody, and everybody's got a, you know, a different level of how much they're able to play, but also just coming in, getting used to life in the NFL. So far, what's it been like for you?
It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. You know, especially coming, looking back at my past and looking at where I was last year and looking back at my college career, it's been a blessing. And everything, I've kind of just embraced it, taking it all in and trying my best not to take anything for granted. It's obviously not the season that we as a unit expected to have, but I think a lot can be learned from a season like this.
When you walk in and you walk into camp and you walk into a first preseason game, or a first NFL game. For most guys, I'm going to imagine that it's a special moment. It's an important moment. There's some butterflies there, but there's a lot of fun involved too. For you, even more so because of how little football you had played coming into here.
Right. It was definitely nerve-wracking, and I was so nervous. And a lot of times, I don't even like to go out and get a warm-up because it's like I don't want to be out there until I have to be out there. Just because, you know, been out there, and seeing everybody, seeing how big stadium is, and just watching it fill up, it just makes me so nervous. And I'd rather not see that before the game. I'd rather just let it all hit me at once. But, you know, going into all this, I knew that it was going to be about opportunities and taking advantage of them and show that I'm capable of playing at the next level. And in each game, just improve from there. And obviously my first goal was to make the Eagles team and just do whatever I can possible to put this team in a better chance of winning football games.
I'm going to imagine the game has got to be a lot faster than what you had been used to playing. That's one of the things you normally hear. Hitting is usually a little bit harder. What were some of your impressions of what you were feeling?
The game was definitely a lot faster. You know, things are moving a lot faster. And my first thought was, wow, this is preseason. Like, this is not even regular season. You know, some guys don't play as much in preseason. And you're not really going against the first string, you know, the other team's first string defense because you're kind of rotating and getting a look at some of those guys that are trying to make the team on other squads. And that was really fast. So I was just thinking, God, this is tough. And this is not even regular season.
You obviously have a lot of confidence in your own ability. And you have a lot of ability. Was there ever a time with everything that went on from Tennessee to Kansas State to the draft to here where you doubted yourself at all?
I didn't at all. That's one thing I can say is that I never doubted myself. And I think the main reason why I can say that is because, you know, I never stopped working. You know, I've always continued to work out, work hard, and to believe. And a lot of my believing has to do with people that's in my support system. You know, I got great parents, a wonderful fiance, and trainer back at home, Brian Butler, who really pushes me. And, you know, they stayed on me. You know, they wouldn't let me give up, you know. And so to have people like that in your corner really helps you out a lot.
It's a running play to Bryce Brown. He's got yardage. He's across the 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Bryce Brown dives. Touchdown! Bryce Brown, 65 yards. Bryce Brown with his first NFL touchdown.
Monday Night Football against the Panthers. Your first start since high school.
Right.
Eagles rookie record for rushing yards in a game. Before we get to what the end result of that was, what's going through your mind in the middle of it?
Honestly, I did not know I was having that good of a game. Things were happening so fast, and I'm just trying to keep up with it all and just take it all in, you know. So it was hard for me to just keep up with everything that was going on.
After the game's over, people are asking you about the 178 yards and the two touchdowns, and your response was, yeah, that doesn't matter to me. We didn't win the game.
Right.
Understood. Now, am I going to have to bring your fiance in here to see if we can get a smile out of something? I mean, 178 yards. I mean, just the idea that you waited for as long as you did, and when you got an opportunity, you ran with it. I understand everything about the team and whether or not the team wins or loses, but at the same time, personally, that had to be so gratifying for you.
It did. It felt good. It gave me a lot of confidence, something that I needed. And like I said, I get a lot of my confidence from the work that I put in, but to go out there and see that it's paid off, and, you know, we got more games. And so I think going into those games, it will give me more confidence that I can really play, you know, at this level, and I can do well. The reason why I say that, I didn't care about the performance is because, we were desperate for a win. We really needed a win. And, my team success and us having success, is more important to me than me running for 178 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Foles puts it in the belly of Brown. He's at the 5. He's in for the touchdown. His 3rd in the NFL. Does he put it in the belly of Brown? He does. And Brown in for the touchdown. His 2nd of the game. His 4th in 2 weeks.
When you watch yourself on film and you've watched other backs over the years, who do you most compare yourself to? Who's your style most like?
You know, I get asked that question a lot, and it's really hard for me to pinpoint or pick out a player that I remind myself of the most. I think I have a different running style, but a lot of guys that I do watch and look up to are guys that make plays. And, I like Reggie Bush. I like what he's able to do. He's very versatile. He's a threat, so you can do a lot with him. And I admire the way Adrian Peterson runs. He's very tough, hard, and coming back from the injury that he had, I really admire that, that him bouncing back and still running as tough as he's run and just playing his kind of football.
When we continue, Bryce Brown will tell us about the unorthodox way he spent one Christmas.
Because I knew at the time we were the only ones in the country probably working. And so we really, really, really thought that was a good thing.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. People may not realize that you were not a starter on your 8th grade team.
Right.
And then turned into, possibly, depending upon who you talk to, one of the most recruited, if not the most recruited running back in America by the time you were in high school. How did that transformation take place?
Well, again, I give a lot of credit to Brian Butler, and, it was kind of like, going to high school, I kind of wanted to focus on one sport, and so I chose football. I got an older brother who was 11 months apart, and he really wasn't good at any other sports but football, and so it was kind of like our thing that we wanted to do together, so I chose to play football, and I was like, well, if I'm going to play football, then I want to do football all year round. I want to train. I want to be the best that I can be. And so I had to make a lot of sacrifices. I've worked out with Brian, and, he trained me for free, and he said, you're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices. I'll train you for free. You just put in the hard work, put in the time, and you just give me your all. And so I never went to homecoming. I never went to prom. There were some days, during a year, I remember maybe I was a junior, my brother was a senior, and he was preparing for the All-American Army game. And we were working out, and we set a schedule. And we're not thinking about the holidays or anything like that. And one of the workout days happened to be on Christmas. And so we're looking at the schedule, and Brian was like, all right, well, it's Christmas. So I guess we'll postpone. My brother looked at each other, and we go, no, we're going to work out on Christmas. We planned the schedule. We want to stick to the schedule. And so, we got up that morning, worked out on Christmas, and, it felt good to do that because I knew at the time we were the only ones in the country probably working. And so we really, really, really thought that was a good thing. It was for us to get up 15, 16 years old and decide, hey, we're gonna do it regardless of Christmas, whatever day it is, we're gonna work out this day. And so from that point on, I just started to take it serious more and more and more.
All right, so Christmas morning, proms, a whole bunch of other stuff. Do you ever feel like you missed out on anything trying to do what you were doing?
I missed out on a lot. My fiance now tells me, she hears all the stories and she see how I am now. And I never had a childhood. I'm so serious and it's so businesslike. Everything, I look at everything as a business. And, she tries to get me to relax and calm down and just have more fun. She wants me to do, she wants to go on a lot of trips and stuff, to do stuff that she did when she was a kid and that she thinks most kids get a chance to do because, I sacrificed and gave a lot of that up, to train and put my attention towards football.
So when she takes you on these trips at some point or other, you are going to have to lighten up. You know that,
right? Yes. Yeah, I told her, you can plan the trips, do everything you want to do, and I'm up for it.
For somebody who worked as hard as you did and had all the talent and all of the credentials that you had, how frustrating was it to have your college career work out the way it did? I mean, there was so much that went on. There were so many questions about recruiting. Then there was the year at Tennessee, your coach moves on, you go to Kansas State, that doesn't really work out. For somebody, I'm finding out more about you while we're sitting here right now, as determined as you are, you had to be going nuts.
I was. There was a lot of highs and a lot of lows. And my college career, I tell you, it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. I had, dreams and hopes of being talked about as one of the greatest college players ever, and it didn't happen. And it really, really, really got to me. But I look back now, at my college career, and if I had to go back and do it again, I wouldn't change anything, because I learned so much. And I think that my situation and the things that happened to me in college has helped me to deal with the stuff that's going on in the league now. Right now, we're not having a great season. It's difficult. It's tough.
Tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I know that, things are going to happen in life, and it's not how you, it's not what it's not what happens to you. It's how you deal with the things afterwards. And so, I think it's important for us now to keep fighting, keep playing, showing, whatever it is, I think we're a tight group. And so looking at the next man to me, I'd look at everybody in the locker room and I want to go out and I want to play for each and every one of the guys, even the coaches, so I think it's important for us to go out and do that.
As we continue, how the last year has changed the life of Eagle Evan Mathis.
When you have a child, you really get just a whole new view on life. Every decision I used to make used to be based on how it affects my football career. Now it has to be how it affects my daughter.
And more with Eagles rookie running back Bryce Brown on Eagles Unscripted.
I knew my goals. I had to stay relentless. I had been on the bottom. I've been cut twice in a year. Been riding the bench for a long time. But I've just worked every day to get better. Put in 28 straight weeks of training through the lockout to get in the best physical shape of my life. And then with the opportunity to come play under Howard Mudd, I jumped at that.
My career, the 6 years until that point, had really been subpar in my mind, bouncing around, not getting as much playing time, and really not living up to anything close to I expected it to be. Getting the one-year offer really was the best thing that could have happened. So I was able to play out that one-year deal, have a really good year, and turn that into a better contract.
Being on the inside here and being able to resurrect my career here, it really put it over the top for me.
Not all the time in this league are the opportunities presented. When I got to Philly, I tried to just leave it all out there during training camp. Early on, I was playing right tackle, so I'm just telling myself, okay, win the right tackle job, just do what you gotta do. By the end of training camp, Howard gave me the call. He's like, all right, we're making a move. You're playing left guard and Todd's playing right tackle. And I was ecstatic to hear that. That really was just an opportunity that I ran with.
We were desperate. That's the truth. We needed help. We were just starved for anyone to show up. And he was responsive, because I'm pretty demanding about the way I like things.
Howard is an intense guy. I really just tried to make sure there was good communication between myself and Howard.
We saw smart, tough-minded, and athletic. And those are the kind of qualities that I really like.
The wealth of knowledge he has about the game, it's done amazing things for myself and my career.
No more cuts, just go.
What Evan has to do and had to do for us is learn to play as an athlete first. In the past, I think he's tried to play like a big monster bull. And, it works okay. It really doesn't.
McCoy up the middle. He's in. Touchdown, Shady McCoy.
Shady McCoy finding that wide open lane right in the middle of the field. Yeah, this is when you go give your offensive lineman a lot of love when you're Shady McCoy.
That last year could have been just like every other year for me. It could have been a missed opportunity. It could have been an injury. And then I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yummy.
I saw a real human side to him before. I mean, he likes to be kidded and kid with people and things like that. this baby, you know, he's, I mean, he's got these great big hands and he's got this little baby, and it's pretty cool to watch that kind of thing happen.
You're such a pretty baby.
I don't think it's going to change him on the field. I hope it doesn't.
I'm still a wild man, I guess, but when you have a child, you really get just a whole new view on life. Every decision I used to make was used to be based on how it would affect my football career. Now it has to be how it would affect my daughter.
It's always been kind of hard to be just, you see it unconditional.
Before the baby got here, I really wasn't smart with my money until now. Now is the time that I have financial advisors. Now is the time that I have the bulk of my money put away. Now I can focus on worrying about her college fund, worrying about her future, the timing of her and the contract. She's lucky.
I think Evan had this blossoming and this renaissance for him, and I don't think he wants to lose that. I think he's got this great work ethic that he can connect all these dots. I can play pro football, you know, I get paid a good wage, I've got this gym, and he's got a passion for that, and he's got his family. I think that just kind of the whole circle got completed with all of that.
So looking back on it, I finally have a stable home with a team. Have this beautiful girl, and this beautiful girl, and this little guy. A lot of good things happened to me in the past year. This wasn't like this a year ago. I'll never forget where I was in my career. I'll never forget what it was like being on the bottom. I know the amount of work it's taken me to get where I am. I'll always remember that. So I'm just hoping to keep this going, keep all the good things happening.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so this show is a show that is unscripted. Every once in a while, we've got something that's scripted, and we're rolling out something brand new just for you.
Okay.
That doesn't make you nervous at all?
Or a little bit.
Makes me a little nervous, to be honest with you. Just want a reaction as I read these out to you. Overrated or underrated? All right?
Okay.
So you got to put your thinking cap on. You got to have an opinion on something like this. We'll see. Notre Dame football.
Underrated.
Underrated. Wow. Team playing for a national championship. Underrated. All right. Chartered flights for away games. That's pretty sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Underrated.
Fantasy football.
Overrated.
Overrated. Even all the people that picked you up after that Panthers game, it's still overrated.
Yeah.
Okay. Call of Duty.
Overrated. I don't even play it.
Well, no, because you're busy working out on Christmas Day. You don't have time for things like that. Fishing.
Underrated.
Underrated? Big fisherman?
Yes.
Being president of the United States.
Overrated.
Overrated. Cheesesteaks.
Underrated.
It's a very good answer in this city. Sending flowers to a woman. Be really careful here. I mean, obviously.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Yes.
And your fiance, who you're going to be traveling the world with, feels the same way?
Yes.
Good thing. Having to set a schedule.
Underrated.
Yeah, for you.
Underrated, yes.
All right. And finally, a lead fullback.
Underrated.
You better say that. All right, we painted you into a couple of corners there, but you did a very nice job with it.
Okay.
Now, before we left, you said that you'd done, obviously, a lot of different kind of training when you were younger.
Right.
Taekwondo was one of the things. You have a student here who knows nothing about Taekwondo, and I mean nothing. So you can basically show me anything that I could follow along with, and I'll give it a shot. Might not even be Taekwondo. I wouldn't know any better myself. So,
I'm thinking now, and I remember, like in Taekwondo, I guess you get points for, I guess, certain...
I already don't like the way this is going, so go ahead.
Points, for, I guess, where you hit a certain part of your body.
See, that's the part I don't like, the hit part.
But obviously you get your hands up, and then fake kick. They look, and then just right across, and that's 1 point. And then they stop. You break, and then just back and forth. That's all we did. I never
this and this.
Yes, every single time it works. Every single time. You don't even got to hit them that hard, just to make contact and get the point.
Does it have to happen at the same time here? Here?
Or? Just fast, just really fast. That first.
That's about as fast as I go.
Okay. Well, you probably won't get many points.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.